All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let me make sure we're recording. Yeah, we are. All right, so it's Grim's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Chasing Sunsets. And it's good that Stone Fox Studios is almost done with this game, because we just played one where the devs said, fuck it, and abandoned the whole goddamn game, and we couldn't find the professor. So now we're playing something that is actually closer to completion, and everything, like, all the stories should be wrapped up, basically. I think they even said that they're working on another game, that they're, you know, they're so close to this one that they're already starting the, they're so close to finishing this one that they've already got the foundation in place for the next game. So that's good. Looks like George pulled out all the stops and got me a charter flight. If work didn't wear me out, the interview on the way to the airport sure did. Erica? Hey. Hey there. Leaving the vet in a few minutes. Thought you'd be happy to know Hank will be reunited with his pack on Saturday. Last night was amazing. It's gonna be a hot minute before I can walk straight again. Told Daddy I needed to use the ladies' room. I really just wanted to send you this. Okay. Hot, but the memory is even better. That's for damn sure. Good luck tomorrow, and thanks for everything. Mwah! She's gonna get me fired. Maybe I'll only miss the first day of the season. I can fly back tomorrow if all goes well. One Bedford Reserve. Neat, sir. Thank you, miss. I'm Ann, and I'll be attending to your needs until we land at Logan. All of them. Whatever those may be. All of them. Let me know if there is anything I can do to make your flight more pleasant. All of them. We got rerouted out of Dulles last minute to transport you. Somebody paid a pretty penny. I'll be low maintenance, Anne. Just need some sleep. Of course, sir. Sweet dreams. May they be full of opportunities you didn't miss. Wait. What? Dude, she just hinted at a million different things and dude was just completely oblivious. Whoop! Over the head. Anne's suggestive tone finally penetrates the veil of your exhaustion. What the hell is going on with the ladies around me lately? Good luck napping now. You fall asleep thinking about kissing Mallory and wondering if you'll ever see her again. It's not until the cabin lights turn on and the captain announces the descent into Logan that her question comes back to you. She wasn't upset that I kissed her. She thinks she didn't deserve to be kissed. Rock Hill Cemetery, Boston, later that morning. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm sorry I haven't visited before now. I could say it was because I wasn't ready to take responsibility for leaving the way I did, but we would all know that's a lie. Today is about the truth. The pain of losing you is this bitter because I saw so little of you those last few years. I miss you both so much. A crushing wave of grief overwhelms you, but this time you embrace it. Slowly, it recedes. To your surprise, it takes some of your accumulated guilt with it. I don't want to take over the company, and I don't think Jay does either, but I know we both need to be a lot more like you. And that won't happen with me hiding abroad or Jay buried in books. You two are a tough act to follow. Kind, selfless, driven, loving, strong. So whatever happens after today, I'll do my best to carry it forward like you would have. I can't stop thinking about the last words we shared. I don't know if all the things I've broken can be fixed. I just can't comprehend that kind of forgiveness. But I promise you this, the family you built won't die with you. There is some of you in both of us. I like our odds. I won't run away again. After some reflection, you kneel and place the flowers you brought on the memorial stone. She's right. It is beautiful. I will always love you both. You take a deep breath. It feels more cleansing and carefree than any you can remember. Now, let's see if Jay and I can get through today without one of us ending up in the neighboring plot. Even as the sun sets, it ends the light of day. It's rising on a new horizon somewhere far away. James A. Campbell, November 24th, 1975, and Sarah E. Campbell, March 4th, 1975. They were both born on... They were both born in 75. Wow. And they both died, of course, on the same day in 2020. Law offices of Worthwent, Turner, and Hooch. One way or another, everything changes when this is over. Figuring this thing out with Jay has to come first, though. Instead of walking on eggshells around her, I need to learn where that anger comes from. After the blocked phone number and George backing me up on Italy, hopefully she'll be more willing to give me the benefit of the doubt. Mallory walks briskly out of George's office as you approach the entrance. Mallory? She brightens when she hears your voice and runs forward to hug you. Grim, how was your flight? What are you doing here? Had something to drop off and something to return. Here? Mm-hmm. I had to give an envelope to George, and I needed to return this. Mallory leans in and kisses you. She's unpracticed like Erica, yet possesses a maturity and tenderness the younger girl lacked. In spite of her confidence, you feel her trembling as her tongue tentatively explores yours. You get the strange sense that you're the first man she's initiated a kiss with. Wow, you work fast. Made the red eye. Visited Mom and Dad. Breakfast isn't even over and you've already got your hand in the cookie jar. Jay! Oh, wow. This is your sister? Hi, I'm Mallory. I met Grim in Colorado and he took great care of me. I know who you are. And I'm sure he did. We really should get inside. I haven't known him long, but I'm envious that you have such an amazing brother. You feel what's coming next, and you're powerless to stop. But then again, that would have made kissing him weird. Jay's face betrays nothing, but her eyes can't conceal the emotional war inside her. Not from you. It's in that moment the magnitude of your stupidity hits you. How the fuck did I not see this before? Jay doesn't hate me. She's jealous. I should go. It wouldn't suck if you did. How the fuck does this keep happening to me? Good luck, Grim. Be careful in there. She's got stabby eyes. I'm standing right here, you know. And I'm running late. See ya, Grim. With Mallory gone, an awkward silence hangs between you and Jay. Jay, it's not what you think. Save it. We're late. As you enter George's office, he immediately picks up on the tension between you. I wish I could say I'm surprised. Hi, George. It's been an eventful morning. You don't know the half of it. It has been a day for surprises. I dare say more lie ahead. Your message said the estate had settled. Does that mean today is the reading of the will? No, that will happen in 3 days. Then why the short notice? I thought you were going on extended travel tomorrow. This almost didn't work out at all. The timing was very tight. The estate had to settle before the will was executed. And that's time sensitive? Normally no, but the opportunity is. I don't follow. The conditions of the will are to be read on your parents' yacht, the Sunset. It's currently anchored off Tonalo. That's where Mom and Dad got married. They went back every year on their anniversary, even had remote offices there. True and true. The boat is slated to be sold to satisfy debt while your mother's patent wraps up clinical trials. The buyer takes possession early next month. So, we have a window to get this done before the boat is sold? Essentially. Did you say in 3 days? Yes, that's why I'm traveling too. How long should we plan for? Pack for a month. A month? I'll have to defer med school for a whole quarter. Already taken care of. Ski season opens today. I took the liberty of sending a qualified lodge manager and handyman to Ray's Resort. Wow. How did you know? Your phone is paid for out of your trust fund, which I manage. Of course. Fuckboy fund, more like. Pardon? I didn't say anything. When do we leave? You and Mallory have separate flights out of Logan tomorrow, arriving at Tonalu International on Wednesday. What? Par for the course. You two tie the knot in Colorado, too? She's not my wife! Is Mallory working for George? Is that how she found me to begin with? So many questions, and I can't ask any of them in front of Jay right now. Jay, you'll fly out of LaGuardia tomorrow as well, arriving at Tonalu International around the same time. I had a gut feeling it would be best to put you two on separate flights. Though at the moment, even separate airports feels like I didn't go far enough. Any questions? I have a million, but now's not the time. Can you call me before I fly out? I'll see what I can do. I have a few, George. But I'll ask them after Captain Starfucker has left. In spite of the harsh words and an accusing look, you sense veiled sadness in her voice. If there's nothing else? See you on the sunset, son. Safe flight, sis. I don't like any of this. Not one bit. I feel like I just got blind tackled by Calvin Johnson. Only this time, it's my helmet Jay would put joint burn ointment in. Fuck. Guess I'll have to miss the whole first half of ski season and winter break. Grim Campbell? Yeah, who's this? Anne from TAC Charters. Your contact info was on the passenger manifest. How about you be a bit more lively the next time you fly with us? My husband loves to hear all about it when I put my personal spin on flying the friendly skies. Wow. Okay, your husband's a cuck? Okay, small world. Ah, okay. I hope you turn out to be a frequent flyer. Well, let's rack up those miles then, shall we, gentlemen? Now I do, too. Really? Jesus. Something in the water. Gotta be. That'd be my fucking guess, too. If all the women started acting like that, I'd be like, okay, something's wrong here. There's a comic book called Irresistible that I've covered right here on the channel that reminds me of this. And that is still such a great comic book about when just women damn near fight over this man. It kind of feels like what's going on with this guy right now. MV Sunset, Republic of Tonalu, 2 days later. I didn't grasp the beauty of this place the last time I was here. In fairness, you were 9 or 10 years old. Still, I don't remember this much blue. I've been all over the world, but nothing comes close to this. Your mother and father could certainly have chosen worse wedding locations. I haven't seen Mallory or Jay. Mallory arrived about an hour before you did. She wasn't expecting you for a few hours, so she's correcting her sleep cycle. We're literally on the other side of the world from Boston. Yeah, maximum jet lag. And Jay's helicopter is en route. Yeah, of course she's got a helicopter. It might have missiles attached. George! Excuse me, George. I have to ask, does Mallory work for you? Why was she at your office? Why is she here? Were you behind her finding me in Aspen? George looks uncomfortable for a moment. No, son. I met her for the first time 2 days ago. Go on. Mallory seems connected to this in a way that all of us were unaware of. That's pretty cryptic, George. I'm Sarah's son. You told me you planned to honor your friendship with her by carrying out her last wishes. And that hasn't changed. So I don't understand why you would have any reason to dodge the question. Because I believe I'm making the same decision Sarah and James would if they were here. That's not to say it hasn't led to a complication or two I'd rather not have right now. Your conversation is suddenly interrupted by the sound of an approaching helicopter. I'm telling you, it's got to have missiles! That'll be your sister. And her plus one. Plus what? And is that missiles?
No.
Yes, Airwolf. Wow. It does look like a military helicopter. Okay now. The helicopter touches down and with the rotor still idling, the passenger door opens. Sis! Jay emerges with serpentine grace and stretches. Mother of God! Pardon? Didn't catch that. Jay looks towards the two of you, but it's your eyes she connects with. Her fiery mane and piercing green eyes are achingly vibrant in the radiant tropical sun. You're staring, son. It's then you notice it. A cloying, irritating odor. It stampedes across your scent palate, and involuntarily you feel your stomach knotting up. You feel your fingernails reflexively digging into the palms of your hands. Is that? Yes, it is, George. Hatchet body spray. Amanda. Hey, what is it? Hey, Ma? Hey, Ma, how are things? Hey, Peanut Booter. Oh, Lord. Women literally do have these names for each other. I've heard them. Well, I've seen them do the thing on, you know, sometimes when. All right. I said about 50 million different things, but let's just get it out. So, I'm friends on social media with a lot of women. I mean, that much is known. And they will definitely refer to each other as these weird, funny names all the damn time. Sometimes they're rather vulgar. So the game's not off in some of these. Hey, Peanut Booter. I hate it when you call me that. It's cute. It's you. Where are you? Middle of the Pacific. It's a long story, but I met her son. The boy in the pic you showed me, he's hot. He's a lot of things. Most of them nice. Wait, you like him, Mallory? Man, they even spell like women do. Mallory likes a boy. Yes, grown-ass women will write like this. Like, no, I'm serious. I'm talking women in their 30s. I've seen it. 30s and 40s. They'll literally say, oh, that boy. It's like, what boy? You're like 40 years old, lady. What's going on here? Stop it, Peanut. It's no big deal. Did you do it with him? Tell me you had crazy hot sex. Oh, no. This is too on the nose for me. I've read these conversations before. What? No, but he might have kissed me. You whore, I love it. Now it's real on the nose. I had a roommate, female roommate, and they would call each other. She would call her best friend a hooker. She said, all right, hooker. Like, no, on the fucking phone, literally, just, all right, okay, you hooker, what's up? I was like, what? And no, this is real. A lot of you guys think that women, oh, they're so sweet, and they don't, no. No! Get girls together, and you're gonna be like, oh my God, what the fuck am I listening to? Don't forget, I work with women, like, and they'll have full-on conversations about everything. And I've heard it all. I've heard it all and then some. Nothing phases me. He saw me how I really am, and he still kissed me. You're the only one who thinks you're broken, Ma. Oh, they're calling her Mal, not Ma. She's not a Ma yet. One other thing. I haven't heard him for days. Really? That's exhilarating? Terrifying? I know. Be brave, but be careful too. I've been trying to put the pieces together for so long, and now that I might have a chance, all I can think about is him. Chapter summary. Wow, did we finish the first chapter of Trust Love? Mallory is hopeful that you'll help her. Mallory is developing a crush on you. Jay sees fault on both sides in your relationship. Jay thinks she still may have feelings for you. Let's go a little further. A note on conversation. Conversation hubs are designed to generally reward emotional intelligence. Oh, wow. This game has to do with emotional intelligence. I remember when TFM took an emotional intelligence test and thought it was the most bullshit thing he'd ever heard in his entire life. It's like, what the fuck is this? This doesn't make any sense. You're talking about a guy that's taking all kinds of IQ tests. A man that has been in, like... Remember, he was a military intelligence officer. He said he made really great PowerPoints and, you know, would say, these soldiers are going over here and these soldiers are, you know, that guy. And he's looking at emotional intelligence and he's like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. I mean, literally looking at it like you would any kind of research that you do, you know, he took it seriously. And he's like, this doesn't make any sense. Because he was like, okay, can you use emotion as a measure of intelligence, right? And it just didn't make sense. Choices made from this point can limit the endings available to you. Choices made prior to this episode can still modify the available endings. So this is a recurring concept. This game is about emotional intelligence. Some of you guys might be like, oh, you don't know if we want to continue playing this one, Grim. But you know what? We are committed to it. We've been playing it for a while. So, I don't know. I'm just going to play it by ear, honestly. Choices made from this point onward, okay, made prior to this episode, can still modify the available endings. All right. Chapter 2, Truth and Consequences. Remember, there's only 7 right now. Tonalu International Airport, an hour ago. Even with the flight cancellation out of LA, I'm almost on time. So worth it, though. A selfie with Lexi DuMonte? Hold up! Hey! I know who married Lexi DuMonte! Do you know who married Lexi DuMonte? It was Grim, wasn't it? No. George pulling off the helicopter miracle would be the icing on the cake. Good afternoon. Can you direct me to the private helipad? Certainly, miss. Follow the concourse and you'll see the sign. It'll be on your right. There was quite a crowd over there a bit ago for some reason. Anyway, welcome to Tonalu. Thank you so much. Grim is going to have to swim to avoid me now. Jay Campbell? Yes? Christian? The wrestler? What the hell are you doing here? Christian holds out a folded piece of paper. I'm with Mendez, Tango, and Cash, the law firm currently representing Pryzer Pharmaceuticals. This is a court order. Polygene is to cease and desist any patent work based on Pryzer intellectual property. Oh, shit. I have no control over the company. We assumed your meeting with Polygene Council was a formal transfer of ownership. No, nothing has been decided. Who is making the decisions until then? Fuck this guy. And how is Christian involved? How'd they even know I'd be here? Get yourself a mail order law degree. Hang on. Let's try that one again, because I didn't give that. Get yourself a mail order law degree, Christian. Paralegal, for now. Wait, Mendez, Tango, and Cash? My uncle's firm, representing Prizer in their lawsuit against Polygene. Jay struggles to think through the emotional maelstrom. Then inspiration strikes. Oh shit, she's got that grin. As I said, I'm not running Polygene. George J. Worthwent is still calling the shots. Where can we find him? I like how his name is literally Shady Lawyer. Is this just a process service? The court order must be presented in person. How can it even be binding in Tonalu? It's not, of course, but Polygene is largely based in the United States. The court would rule immediately for remedy against those assets for failure to comply. I see. With sheer force of will, Jay represses her fight or flight response and forces a smile. My helicopter is waiting to depart. Christian, I'll be happy to take you to George. Really? Sure, there's room for one more. Why let a little bygone like attempted rape get in the way of common courtesy? Christian's eyes dart about nervously, but the two attorneys with him seem unfazed. They've dealt with this kind of thing before. Alleged. Let's go. Wheels up in five. Jay walks briskly the length of the concourse, four steps ahead, forcing Christian to jog. Her dark mood evaporates when she opens the door and sees the helicopter for the first time. Fuck, that thing is beautiful. I can't believe George pulled it off. Just let me text George and let him know you're coming. Hop in. George will know how to handle this Prizer thing. And Grim will know how to handle the Christian thing. It's about a 15-minute flight. My brother's gonna be so happy to see you. Wait, Grim is here too? Buckle up, Buttercup. Or don't. Ugh, crack a window. You're still overdoing the body spray. Dad, forgive me. I couldn't think of anything else to do. But at least I can do right by Grim this time if he does what I think he will. LaHaye Hospital, Boston, Massachusetts, 3 years ago. Gah! You look like shit. You should see the other guy. I just did. It's your lucky day. He declined to press charges. You have anything to do with that? We just showed him his girlfriend's cam girl portal. I guess he started feeling that she had no virtue to defend. Knew she was a slut. And that's all it took to make this go away? Money and fear are all it takes to make anything go away. How corporate of you. So, did Daddy call in the cavalry, or is the bill in the mail? I haven't spoken to your father at all. As for my fee, consider it pro bono, for the most part. Always a string attached, even for family. More of a golden thread if you play this right. Didn't you date Sarah Campbell's daughter a few years back? Dated isn't the right word. Started to go in that direction, and then she went psycho on me. Yes, I suppose just like Miss Daly went psycho on you tonight. If you want to accuse me of something, just come out and say it. That's not why I'm here. Then why are you here? Not out of the goodness of your heart. Don't be ridiculous. I have a powerful new client and your insight could help open doors for you. I'm not sure how I can help. When you're back on your feet, review the documents in this envelope. And welcome to the firm, son. MV Sunset. 5 NM west of Tonalu Harbor. It had better not be. Jay steps towards you with a mischievous glint in her eye. She used to wear that smirk spawn camping in Call of Duty. Son of a bitch! Your suspicion confirmed, the initial rage simmers down to steely resolve. What's in your head, Jay? Nervously, Christian approaches George and hands him a folded paper. What the fuck is this? So, sis, why is he here? I was hoping for a do-over. This is a court order issued from the Brighton District Court in the case of Prizer versus Polygene. All work based entirely or in part upon Prizer intellectual property must be halted immediately. Any actions which could impact the value of the company must be suspended immediately. In the event, damages are awarded to the plaintiff, I imagine. Signed, the Honorable Andrew K. Baer, District Judge. What's this about, George? I don't know yet, but I do know nothing that Sarah was working on was based on Prizer IP. You'll have a chance to prove that in court. But legal remedy will be sought immediately if the court order is not followed to the letter. Prizer will burn Polygene to the ground. Christian finally allows himself a smug glance at the two siblings. Christian, this is no coincidence. George will flex a moment before gesturing to the pilot in the idling helicopter. Airwolf departs in a halo of rotor wash, setting the entire yacht rocking. It certainly does. I would expect nothing less. Your work here is done. However, it's time for you to leave. But the helicopter just left. Son, would you kindly show Mr. Mendez off the sunset? Christian's eyes go wide at the implication. That's assault! Attempted murder! When Jay told me you were coming, I suggested the captain move the yacht out to sea. Any idea why? I had a feeling you're going to tell me. What law applies in international what law applies? Oh, shit! Listen to this. What law applies in international waters, Mr. Mendez? The law of the country the vessel is registered to. What flag does the MV Sunset operate under? I don't know. Enjoy your swim, Mr. Mendez. Deja vu, huh? Grim, don't do this. It was 5 years ago. Feels like yesterday to me. And you're neck deep in this Prizer bullshit. Palm heel strike. Metzev, continuous motion. And one more, just because. Still feels good, man. We're not monsters here, Mr. Mendez. Don't forget your life ring. The harbor is that way. Better start paddling if you want to make it before dark. They ambushed me at the airport. Well, this certainly isn't about your mother's project. Something else is going on here. I don't know if I acted with the proper emotional intelligence, but I said, you know what? That guy's an asshole. I'm gonna kick his ass and throw him off the boat. So if I was acting in proper emotional intelligence, then claps for me! Yay! Because that's seriously what I would have fucking done to that asshole. Anyway, now we've sent them a message. You did the right thing, dear. Jay stares at you for a moment, her expression alternating between relief and indecision. At last, she walks up to you and pulls you into the unexpected hug. This is what I should have done last time, Grim. And I'm so sorry I didn't. But I still would have left. You know I didn't leave because of what happened at the party, right? You reciprocate the hug and wrap your arms around her. Her whole body is trembling. You didn't? No, there was a lot more to that decision than what happened with that asshole. Jay releases you and looks curiously into your eyes. Can we talk about that? I'll stop by your room tomorrow and maybe we can begin to unpack all of this. For sure, sis. Let's talk tomorrow. I had your luggage taken to the Trinidad suite, dear. Thanks, George. Flashing a relieved smile, Jay walks in the direction of the staterooms. Better late than never, I suppose. Oh, it's Ricky. Hi, hi. Hey, Ricky. I hate that name. It makes me sound like a little girl. Well, we both know you're anything but. Was thinking about getting out of here after the season. Need a roommate? Lol. If I did, you'd be on the short list. Here, sending my application just in case. Okay. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Oh, sorry about that. Paperwork seems to be in order. Do you have references? You've met both of these girls and they'll vouch for me. I'll let you know as soon as I have a room to rent. If you're at full occupancy, I might be open to sharing one. How could I say no to that? Simple, you don't. Oh, and Hank made a full recovery and was released back into the pack yesterday. There are paw prints around the lodge everywhere. Maybe we made some friends. That's awesome news. Thanks, Ricky. Oh, and the new hair looks great on you. Thanks. It's just easier to throw into a ponytail. And maybe it doesn't bother me that much when you call me that. Yep, definitely gonna get me fired. Prizer Advanced Laboratory, Boston, 26 years ago. Okay, guys, since we're going into the past, like far back, that's 26 years ago, we're going to go ahead and end it right here. We had some wholesome moments, right? Where the asshole got what he deserved and went for a swim. I'd say that's rather wholesome. That's right out of the Little House on the Prairie. Don't you come back in here starting to lie to shit anymore. I don't know. Look, we try. We try here on Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. Just be glad you're not seeing any worms or insects or mutilation or any crazy shit like that this month. I'm not doing none of that. We can do that next month, but this month is wholesome, damn it. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I almost forgot what the fuck the name of this was. It happens. Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Chasing Sunsets. See you next time.